flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
Yes, this is the Redfield Parkour Radio Show, back at the top of the hour. Yes, second hour. Yes, we will be taking calls here, but I just want to conclude something I didn't get to say. You know, with this weather warfare that's going on, don't be surprised when Louisiana is flooded again and you've got millions of displaced people. Majority of them are going to be black. So have a helping hand if you can. Don't trust any organizations that want to take up donations. Give directly. You got an extra $50 in your pocket, give it straight to a victim of this weather warfare, okay? These people will be denied services if they don't have the vaccine shots. They will be denied. They will be denied government services if they do not have the vaccine shots. And they, like I said, they've been practicing with this weather warfare hitting impoverished black nations. Okay, they've been practicing. They've got this down to a science.
They're practicing in Australia too. Isn't that nice? Right? They're watching in Australia, they're watching in China. Anything that works, they're going to do it in the United States.
You know, it's something coming that we've never talked about on this show, well, at least I don't remember us talking about, is the wildfires that will appear out of nowhere. And then every time they have these massive wildfires, I'll end up seeing these videos. I don't know necessarily the veracity. I can't attest to the veracity of all these videos. But it's like, you'll have a house vaporized, but then there'll be a tree right there, and then it's just really weird and selective.
I have a video. I have a picture. I'm sorry, not a video. A picture of a house cut right in half. I don't know if you guys saw that. The roof is cut right in half. The whole house is cut right in half. There's no burning marks. Nothing.
Well, Luca, do you remember when on Facebook you were commenting a lot on Anthony Thompson's post about the Paradise situation, how everything was just cleaved and with the laser? You were right there on top of it, and you're talking about that with a lot of other people. Listen, right. 747. With the nose cone replaced with the direct energy array system, and it burned Paradise down. That was an attack on the American people from United States federal government.
It just so happens that the burn mark, if you take the map of the burn mark and you take the map of the suggested high speed train route, it's exactly the same places that burned down. And guess who got the contract for that? Pelosi's husband. Woohoo! Follow the money.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, follow the money.
Follow the money.
That's all it is. And everybody goes, yeah. And then 5 years later, they go, hey, you know you were right.
It takes people a little time. I think people get a little news lagged. Like jet lag, but news lag. That's interesting, Luke. I did not know that the government creates a problem and they make money off of it. And who suffers in between? It's what they call being in between a rock and a hard place. You know, it's we the people that suffer. So yeah, that blows me away. So, but Again, people, open your hearts, open, you know, have some charity. I know it's hard times already. If we would have, you know, communes right now, I'm not a communist, but we had communes right now, in resistance to, You know, there's so many people homeless right now because of the COVID situation. Why not form communes? There's no reason why we can't do that. And if we had communes, there would be nobody forcing these gene therapy shots on us. Okay? So, but yeah, you're going to see this again in history. Once again, people, this winter, make sure your homes are well taken care of. You got any weak spots in your roof? Take care of it now. Weak plumbing? Take care of it now. Because you will not be getting aid from the government unless you have the vaccines. The vaccine shot. You get the jab.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, I guess we can move on to the next topic here. Anybody else got anything to say about anything?
Oh, you just caught me off guard because there's such a good line about what the vaccines are and what they're doing. Oh, there it is. Oh, cool. I can read it to you. If you have to be persuaded and reminded and pressured and lied to and incentivized and coerced and bullied and socially shamed and guilt-tripped and threatened and punished and criminalized, if all these things, you know, are considered necessary to gain your compliance, then you can be pretty damn sure that whatever's being promoted is not in your best interest.
Damn straight.
You know how, yeah, kind of like with cigarettes, right? That's the first thing that comes to mind as you said that. Like with the cigarette ads, cigarette companies. It's good for you. They even went as far as saying it's good for you. It's, so, it's yeah, crap, history repeats itself over and over again. Right, Theo?
Yeah. It's crack without the high. It's so good.
Yeah. So... Oh, wow. Yes, we are going to be taking calls here. Producer asked us that in chat. I didn't see it. Do we still have the callers on the line?
Yeah, we got White Rose.
Before the show's over, I got a present for Will. Before the show's over, I want to talk about Pat Tillman real quick.
Ooh.
Okay. Yes. Right, well, first, let's take a phone call. Go ahead, White Rose from Colorado.
Hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, this is for the gentleman with the stones. Okay, the reason why you got the stones is because your body's got full of heavy metals. Calcium is a heavy metal, which makes the stones.
That's true. Okay?
There's a product that you can get which will cure them up real quick, no problem, no stones ever to pass, your body will be clear.
I'm writing it down as you speak. Tell me right now.
Ready for it? Write this down.
I'm ready.
Okay. HempUSA.org, and you need to get micro plant powder.
Micro plant powder?
Yes. You take a tablespoon in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening for a week. Stuff's a little hard to get down, but you'll get used to it. You take it morning, afternoon, and evening for a week, and you'll be detoxified. Okay? You give it all the heavy metals. You'll never get gallstones ever. Or kidney stones, whatever. Ever again. Okay? Not only that, it will also help detoxify the stuff they're putting into the kill shot.
Hopefully I won't have to take that. And it's funny because that you bring that up. And thank you so much. I'm definitely going to look into that. I'm definitely going to order that and try it out. And so I really appreciate you calling for that.
It'll save you a lot of pain.
Also, well, not only that, I just want to say one. Oh, go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. You're on fire.
Excuse me. Also, you need to get Extendovite. You take Extendovite. Same thing.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I was waiting for something like that.
Extendovite also. Take that the way they prescribe it, and that'll detoxify continually and strengthen your blood and strengthen your clean out your arteries of all kind of crap and help rebuild your heart, okay, and your lungs. So you get those two things, everybody, not just Luke, everybody, get them two things, and you will be so glad you did. Honest to God. I call it the magic powder and the magic elixirs.
Well, let me tell you, if you ever come up to Providence, Rhode Island, I'll show you a whole different magical powder and magical elixir. So thank you so much. No, let me tell you, man, honestly, I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that call, because that's one of the things, man. Some people just want to call and rant about Reptoids. You're calling to actually, like, you actually listen to what was ailing me, and I had a problem I passed, and you called in, man. This is very, very humbling. I really appreciate that, dude, and I'm definitely going to look into that. So I appreciate that big time, like
don't
big time, big time.
It. Don't just look into it. Get the stuff.
I'm going to get it. Trust me, I'm going to get it.
There you go. He's giving you hell. There you go.
And eating late at night means you go to bed directly afterwards. Means you have a slow, you're slowing your metabolism down. You know that,
oh,
right?
That's the one that's the one thing, though, is I don't go to bed right after this, right? Because, you know, we should do a reality show.
Thank you very much. Live a long life.
Yes. No, of course you don't go to bed directly afterwards. You got a beautiful little woman yourself. I'm pretty sure you have to give attention to.
Well, honestly, she's usually in bed by the show, at the beginning of the show. You know, she's getting her PhD, doing her thing right now. So she's
oh,
busy being
her. And by the way, I want her to I'm going to be one of her first patients. So she can let everybody know how crazy I am. All right.
I don't know. I think she could just take the files already that the NSA, FBI, and CIA have, and just see. That's what we have to do, man. We got to FOIA all of the stuff that these FBI and these Alphabet boys got on us. But yeah, I mean, anybody that doesn't know, I know Luca less. But I can definitely speak for V, I can definitely speak for Theo, and I can definitely speak for myself. And I'm not asking people to do this, like, full-time, but this is what I do. Yeah, I work a job. Yeah, I got, you know, friends, family. But I do this. When I wake up in the morning, I'm rolling my blunt. I'm checking through news. Right now I'm watching History Channel, but I'm also watching Memory Hole, Titus Frost, Truthtainment, like every single thing that you can think of. I'm trying to get as much information as possible. And then at night I relax and I watch my documentaries, and I also have these audiobooks. But don't forget, I'm also working on these blockchain projects. I just finished writing a book myself. Then we have Fake Mike Real News. .com. Then we have projects with me and V. Then I'm trying to help out TLB Talk, a brand new social media. So people like me, I mean, I can go on and on and on and on and on. We doing stuff all day. And in the background, I'm learning. I'm learning stuff all day and working on stuff all day. And I know V is, and I know Theo is. And people out there don't even have to do that. Just go out once or twice a week, or at least just start posting some stuff from the comfort of your own home. And thanks to the internet, you can do it. You can't do it anonymously, but pretty much anonymously. The NSA is still creep on you. Theo, okay. What say you?
Working on it.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Luca?
Well, that's what I do from the time that I wake up, and I do my walk around the complex. And then I have my piece of toast and my glass of water, and I sit down and I open the computer, and it's either it's Twitter, it's TLB Talk, and it's Instagram. And I'm going from one to the other, hopping from one to the other all the time.
I've never seen somebody take this many pictures of meals in duck face selfies, but he does it. He's a true warrior. He's a true influencer.
And everybody's got their little spin, right? Like Theo's really good at something. V's really good at something like specific, right? Well, I'm hitting the specific right now pretty hard, because I never understood what they meant about dumbing people down. I never understood what they meant about dumbing down America until I saw Aldous Huxley's 1931 quote, where he says that the slaves would end up loving their servitude. Okay, I never understood what that meant either. And then all of a sudden it clicked, like last week when I was reading Rudolf Steiner. Rudolf Steiner says, we got to find a vaccine that will drive the inclination towards spirituality out of people's souls when they're still very young. And this was in 1918 that he wrote that. So for at least since 1900, they've been thinking about dumbing us down so that we don't access the spiritual realm. That's basically so they we don't figure out what they're doing. I think that's a really big part of it.
Exactly. Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
So these vaccines are going to dumb us down and poison us at the same time. They're going to profit like hell. And the people that die, the people that are weaker, fine. Depopulation. See you later.
See, I said something similar last night. I even mentioned you last night, Luca, on the show.
That's what happened.
Yeah, you know, I've been approached by these libertards before. They're saying, you know, you're a hypocrite. You're an elitist, too. You think, you know, people should, you know, there shouldn't be so many people on the planet. And, you know, it's the way that you go about doing it, okay? Murdering people.
Yeah, that's a fallacy, exactly. Too. There are not too many people on the planet.
I know.
The planet can handle everybody's substance. They just can't handle people's greed.
I don't know if it can handle... I agree with Luca, but I don't know if it can handle any more Bill Gates. Joe Biden, but everybody else can handle it.
Actually, with the resources that we do have, if everybody lives with unusual means and not, yeah, be greedy, well, this plan can support 200 billion people. Okay? But the thing is, it's just that, you know, like I said, Mother Nature will tell us if there's too many people on the planet. And that's signs that's starting to show homosexuality, people doing, I call the Darwin Awards. You know, you got these rich, privileged people, you know, skydiving and doing all sorts of ridiculous stuff and dying. You know, these things will happen naturally through Mother Nature. And
yeah, people doing the crate challenge, and I mean, Jesus, dude. And. I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. I was at a barbershop today, and everybody knew. Everyone was like, hey, yo, did you hear? Cam Newton just got released by the Patriots. And then 2 minutes later, someone calls this kid, the kid that cut my hair. They were like, yo, did you hear? Cam Newton got caught by the Patriots. As if everybody doesn't have... that watch sports have that on their phone. If everybody doesn't watch ESPN, if everyone doesn't already know that, they're like the idiots that put up touchdown when they're watching the Super Bowl on social media. Like if we weren't watching it, if there's not announcers, and it's like everybody knows that Cam Newton today got released by the Patriots, and everyone's up in arms about that. You know, you get people outside doing a crate challenge. Can we get 1,200 people, 1,000 people? In front of the Federal freaking Reserve? Like, what the hell? What the? Can we go to Dr. Fauci's office? Can we go to Bill Gates' house? That's what Titus
is. Challenges.
That's a challenge. Be a man challenge. Be a woman challenge. Don't be a bitch challenge. Instead of like, can you imagine what Bill Gates is thinking right now? Mm. Wow, like he's chilling in his palatial mansion complex. Do you remember when I did the video I did from the Bush complex the other day? They got like 8 houses. It's right on the water. They don't give a. They're watching you do a crate challenge. Jesus, guys, come on.
Yes, well, you know, Bush isn't very complex.
Yes, very complex.
I heard the Bush compound joke already. So
sometimes. Sometimes when I start thinking about the Bushes, it gets all the gears cogged up, gives me a little bit of a machine head.
Well, yeah, it kind of clogs up the system a little
breathe
bit.
Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out.
Gets caught up in the gears sometimes. It needs trimming. Oh, yes. Well, yeah, well, that's one thing, too. And it's like, yeah, these challenges. And we spoke about this on the show some time ago. A little Italian girl makes news because she saw the choking challenge on TikTok. Little 10-year-old girl chokes herself with a belt. How long can you choke yourself? Well, don't duh. You got to have a limit, and you're gonna kill yourself.
They got the Tide Pod challenge. They got the Invermectin challenge.
Tide Pods. Yes.
It's funny because the boomers were laughing at the boomers were laughing at the kids because they were eating the Tide Pods. Now the boomers are eating horse dewormer. I mean, forget sunlight, forget happiness, forget, you know, organic food.
Do you know how much they're trying to kill us? They came out with Sour Patch Kid flavored laundry soap. They're little balls that you put in, but...
Now that I have to try.
The little balls that you put in your laundry is soap, Sour Patch Kids.
How did that even start? How did that whole Tide Pod thing even start? I mean,
kids gonna think that's candy and try to eat that.
Yeah, a 2-year-old, if it's left out, they can make a mistake. Yep, very easily.
It's apparent. It's that they want to kill us. They come up with these little jokes and they try to cross flavor stuff.
Do you know that's also in the protocols of Zion. You notice how everything's getting corrupted and everything's getting really perverted. That's a quote from the protocols right there.
Oh,
well, whether the protocols are real or not, it's definitely whether George Orwell or Eric Blair, Tony Blair, any of them really knew, it's all real now. Idiocracy, Brave New World, it's all here, it's all real, it's all crazier. I mean, we were listening last night, and I found out that the DEA was listening to a non-popular comedian. I mean, he's kind of popular, but he's not that popular. I mean, he's not super, he's not Kevin Hart. And the DEA is listening to this guy. I'm like, this is the United States. This guy's a comedian. And, I mean, so...
And do you know what the punchline of that joke was, by the way, Will? He has the same drug dealer. Artie Lang has the same drug dealer as...
Heath Ledger.
But the drug dealer was supposed to be Kate Olsen.
Oh.
That was
the
punchline of the joke.
Oh.
They didn't seem to understand.
Whoa, dog, that's crazy that you say that. Because in some of these celebrity, a matter of fact, Heath Ledger, before they call police, they call one of the Olsen twins. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in Hollywood, dog.
That was the punchline.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke. The joke he made about he was boning a kid, that was not funny. That's not a good really. Joke. Now, that was actually not even just a good joke. That was an amazing joke right there. And because you timed it really well right after he died, too. It was just really offensive, so it makes it more funny. So I will give him a lot of praise and laud him with credit over that joke. That's a good joke. I mean, when I die, I want someone to make a really mean joke about me with how, like, a whisk or how I did some ironic, hypocritical thing that I did and just own the crap out of me. I mean, that's life, right? That's we want to have a good chuckle, right?
Exactly. But yeah. DEA shows up to question
him. And so that's the thing, and let's take it a step further. It's not just that the DEA is listening to a comedian. Police, as far back as 08, have been stalking Facebook to see if college kids are at parties underage drinking. The NSA has been openly spying on everything that we've done since 2013 with nothing happened to them. No repercussions, no ramifications, nothing. 2013, Edward Snowden came out. It came out on all the channels, all the real TV. We had the evidence. It was something that everyone admitted. The NSA is spying, and everyone was like, okay. So did anybody go to jail? Did anybody get fired? No. Do we even know if they stopped spying? No.
They have not released the story. Do
these people know where all the pedophiles and child porn is kept? Yes. Have they done anything about it? No. Have they stopped any terrorist attacks? No. Then what are they? They're a bunch of creepy perverts listening to everything we do. That's creepier than any ex-boyfriend or girlfriend you could ever have.
Yeah, I can say that.
I mean, even my exes, for all the negative things I could say about them, they'd at least take care of the child porn first, and then. I mean, come on.
Well, just be glad you don't have stalkers like I do. I got one that's worse than the NSA. But anyhow,
you have a couple stalkers, yeah.
Somebody said
right, so Theo, I'm reading the comments on social media, and all the later they're like, we like the strong silent type, but you haven't chimed in a bit, man. We've been talking a lot. We've been talking about the vaccines.
Theo's over here. He's bewildered by the stuff that we're saying. I don't know.
We're going pretty far off the rails tonight. We usually do, though. This is the Red Pill Hardcore. This isn't the soft doily show. This isn't anything like that. This is hardcore. So Theo knows that going in, but he's just such a humble, modest dude. He won't jump in. We have to pull the truth out of him. But then as soon as we get behind the scenes with him, he has 1,001 ideas on how to change the world. So Theo, we're going to make you the leading man.
We got to tell him to stop interrupting people so much. Like, give him a chance to talk. You know,
I think he has a representation of all three of us in his background. Is that some tinfoil? That's for me. We got the dream catcher. That's for Luca. And the whisk, that's for Will, right?
The current projects that I work on.
I'm sorry. I make weird connections. That's all I do.
they're kind of like props. They kind of projects that I'm currently working on.
You're not doing any voodoo on us, are you?
Oh, no. The website that I'm building and developing for Will.
The real story of the Dreamcatcher is a really beautiful one. You don't hang them in the window either. You hang them next to the window or outside. And what happens is the bad dreams overnight get caught in the webbing. Yep. And then the daylight burns them and they go down the feathers and they leave.
Actually, never to got a comment. Somebody said to me that I shouldn't be sitting underneath it. No.
You should be putting it where you want, where it feels right, but it should be close to a window. Mm. That's the idea behind it.
Well, it's for me, it's a prop for the website that I'm building. It's currently
beautiful
in development. It's a new platform for content creators. where they'll be able to create a live stream for like pay-per-view events, subscriptions, sort of content. It's still in development stage. I could give you the domain name, but I don't want to.
My friend in Canada, who was my first teacher, my first native teacher, he would take pieces of alder, you know, right off the tree, and they're very subtle or supple. I mean, he takes them, he puts them around the tree and ties them together, and he waits like 3 or 4 days until they're rock hard, and then he has a hard time getting them off the tree, and that's how he starts with his dream catchers. He has the really, really nice. And yeah. People use birch. Some other tribes use other, you know, other wood. It's beautiful. So I had a chance to be a part of that. And in the webbing, you can individualize the dream catcher by putting different things in, like turquoise or a shell or, you know, different things like that, a piece of bone. Depending on what the person needs to heal. Yeah.
Yeah. Since we live in a world filled with symbols and meanings, I kind of try to put a lot of effort in behind, some of the work that I work on, like some of the developments that the projects that I work on. I think with words, when you start to limit the words, which is what they're doing now, you know, they hijack certain words. They like to dumb people down, as you say, because this limits their vocabulary. When you limit a person's vocabulary, you're also limiting their imagination. And if you limit someone's imagination, you limit their ability to solve problems, come up with solutions.
They don't want people like Will. Will is enemy number one. They don't want people smart like him.
That's right.
And we start hijacking some of these words back, too, because something I'm hating right now is the denier. Oh, you're a vaccine denier. You're a this and that denier. And I wouldn't take that word back. Oh, you're a truth denier.
Yeah, you're right.
You're a reality denier.
We need to take that back, because I was looking up when we had Allie French on, and what state is she in, B, do you remember?
Nebraska.
Nebraska, that's right. Anybody that's in Nebraska, you need to go vote for Allie French. You need to go look her up on TOB Talk. where was I going with this, B? I started thinking about Nebraska and cornfields, and I got lost.
But we got to take the words back.
Yeah, we got to take the words back. Oh, yeah, so you, her, Mike, we're having a good conversation. You guys were kind of introducing me to some of the objections to germ theory, to some of the ideas of terrain theory, and I've kind of, you know, I was kind of looking into that a little bit before. And then when you go to look up terrain theory, the Wikipedia page says germ theory denialism. Like it's like you're denying the Holocaust. That's literally on par with that. We definitely need to take some of these words back, man. And we're talking about politics as downstream of culture. Who was that dude that we were playing yesterday who was stealing my spicy word? I need to think of a new word because the kids are stealing my words. I'm so hip and cool.
I don't remember. What are you
we were playing some guy, and he was talking. We were talking about. He was talking about how little kids can pick their own genders at 3 years old now and chop their penises off. It's cool.
Protocols of Zion again.
There's no place in the Protocols of Zion where it says kids can chop off their penises.
No, Will, this is important. It's exactly what that is. It's confused the sexes. It's replaced education with filth and perversion. That's what it is. You want to confuse the sexes as much as you can, as young as you can. That's exactly where they're going with that.
Well, that is one thing that is absolutely true. That you can go and look up gender-bending chemicals into Google Scholar, and you'll see a litany of resources and articles, scholarly articles from smart distinguished people far smarter than anybody here because they've all got degrees. And they will tell you about atrazine. They'll tell you about bisphenol A and how it, and that's the thing that people don't realize. Forget the gender-bending chemicals. What's in the food? What's in the water? What's in the vaccines? What's in the brainwashing? There's not a more powerful cocktail in the world than chemicals in your body and brainwashing. And we have been suffering from that for almost at least 100 years now. I mean, we've been under plans for worse, but when you mix plans with actual changing your physiology, your biochemistry, that's something that we've never seen before. People aren't even caught up to that. We're about to go to the next level. We're about to have designer babies. Don't worry, eugenics is making a full comeback, guys, and you'll be able to pick out your baby. It'll be disease-free, and you can have cute gray eyes, and you can choose Asian eyelashes, and then you can choose this and that and that, and you can build the perfect baby. Don't worry. Just like Hitler would have wanted. Well, we're going to eradicate disease and make the Ubermensch. So we're finally here, guys. And
we'll talk about that one sometime. You and I should do a show on Hitler by ourselves.
Well, Hitler is a fascinating individual, and Hitler could have never come to power had it not been, and this is not from any tinfoil hatters, this is from legitimate historians, Anthony Sutton, Carol Quigley. Hitler came to power because everybody knew. I was actually, coincidentally again, watching Pawn Stars, and someone tried to give a German Reichmark. They're trying to give in, you know, see how much it was for this. And, you know, the Weimar Republic currency was incredibly inflated. They had to take wheelbarrows full of their currency to buy a loaf of bread. Notorious inflation. And then that created a vacuum because people were dissatisfied, and Hitler was allowed to rise to power. But also, they were broke. They were broke. So how did Hitler finance the Luftwaffe? How did he get all these tanks? How did he build the people's wagon, the Volkswagen, which is really ironic because liberals always love driving around in the Volkswagen. Meanwhile, that's literally the Hitlermobile.
Rothschild
funding. How did he do that? Well, yeah, Wall Street. Well, yeah, America. Oh, yeah, New York. Well, yeah, London banks. So
we always got to keep our mind open, though, Will. We can't think that the lid is shut and we know what we're talking about.
Every and anything. I am the oracle. I am the new Bashar. Do you guys know who Bashar is?
My grandmother always used to say that the truth is somewhere in the middle. If he says one thing and I say another, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Let me say one more thing, and I'll let V talk because I'm ranting and raving, especially today. Today I can't shut the hell up. But
I'm waiting to hear a bam.
Bam! I'm gonna hit you with a bam, but the biggest bam that I can hit anybody with right now is the Socratic method. How do we really have a protocol, not for the elders of Zion, but for determining what is and what is not true? Well, it's something that's 3,000 years old, and we haven't really used it as society. Demand the truth and fake Mike Real News, we have three things that we're based on. It's nonviolent, nonpartisan, and we try to use the Socratic method. What is the Socratic method? You just ask questions until you find out what's up. So as long as people use the Socratic method, you can never go wrong. You will always come to the truth or the closest thing that we can get to it. And I would love to have a show about Hitler, about anything, Luca.
It's called instinct. What you just said, the system you just called, it's called instinct. Instinct is never wrong. We're always arguing. We're always arguing. The mind always has to be right. But when you get that little voice talking to you, it's never wrong.
Yeah, I kind of want to add the Socratic method with a bunch of arrested politicians and guillotines.
Yeah.
Spanish Inquisition, anybody?
Pikes. I don't want to see it. You guys are getting crazy. I just want to see him tarred and feathered. Bring back tarring and feathering. Make him on a 50-stage tour. Make him tour with Drake and listen to his terrible music. and then we'll they can all open up for drink. We'll throw tomatoes at them, and then we'll just deport them to whatever. We'll just revoke their passports and see what country takes them. Who knows? Maybe the Taliban will be accepting. Maybe they devastated the Middle East. Maybe the people in the Middle East would want them. Who knows? Maybe the Chinese would want them. Who knows? Maybe the great people down in Mexico would want them. It would be funny to send these people into these places that they've destroyed and given contempt to and see what happens. Because according to the law, and you guys know I don't wish violence upon anybody, and I don't even really, and honestly, dead serious, I don't wish prolonged jail time on anyone.
That's something we need to talk about as well. I definitely agree with that.
But, go ahead. But at the end of the day, these people do need, there needs to be some type of reaction. And of course, according to the Constitution, when you do something treasonous, you're dead. They hang you.
I was going to say that.
These people take an oath to uphold the Constitution, and they do the literal opposite of that. And I'm not even wishing them the death penalty. I'm just saying, you know what? We're going to embarrass you for a little bit. We're going to have a little bit of fun with you. And I don't mean sexually or anything like that, or torture or anything like that. We're going to have a laugh. And then we're going to put you in the best position that we can. But we have empathy for you. We're better than you are. We're not going to do what you did. But these people deserve some type of reckoning. I don't think it's violence, but these people deserve some type of judgment.
Karma will have its place. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, also,
that's why you don't go out for revenge.
And you know what? Karma can't have its place.
Spoil the child.
Yeah.
The reason why we have so much treason these days is because. Got rid of that instant death for treason. So I think
that's true. I mean, I do something wrong.
The closet, and there's nothing but Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairies and Easter Bunnies for them. There's no more boogeyman. They have no fear, and fear is what makes a person decent. Sometimes that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, not.
Well, fear is a very you know we
very good motivator.
Well, not exactly, but fear also keeps you sharp. I watch a lot of documentaries. I watch a lot of war stuff. I read a lot of books about war, and not only war, people that are doing like extreme sports that you can die. Fear is a very healthy, necessary thing. We need it. Of course, we criticize when the government will use fear to scare us and put us in a position where we cannot make logical decisions and we make decisions based on emotion and irrational fear. But fear is something that's really good. I mean, fear keeps you from dozing off on the highway. You know, fear keeps you paying attention when you need it. I mean, so it's also an important motivator, like Lucas said. And you should be scared of the future that we're going to have if you allow the people that have run the last 150 years to continue to run things. Because if you're not scared about that, then...
You know what I'm scared of? And this might be better to talk about this on the next show because we only have less than 15 minutes left. Have you ever heard of Bill AB 455? Senator Melissa Melendez from California. There it is, the bill that implements vaccine passports in California. You will be forced to be vaccinated. Your children will be forced to be vaccinated. Rest assured, I will fight to defeat Bill AB 455.
That does not surprise me. In California, they were first ones to have forced chemotherapy.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're trying, like with New York and other places like that. They're really pushing it, trying to see what's going to happen. How much can we get away with? How are the people going to react? This is all a game. Talk about being scared. You know, I will not be vaccinated. I will not. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
And but this brings us all about to, I guess, that common phrase that we say but we're not getting into action, is that the people should not be afraid of the government, but the government should be afraid of its people. And we don't have that right now. We haven't had that for a very long time, since
since the beginning, honestly.
Well, I mean, since technology has evolved. I mean, when we're all on the same plane having, firearms, machine guns, yeah, we can still get that today, but there's no way in hell I'm going to own an F-15 or an A1 Abrams tank.
Yes, you can, V. All you have to do is take a little vacation to Afghanistan, man. Me and the homies are heading over there. Black market,
right? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All that stuff that the...
I just gave you the list of what we gave Afghanistan. That's a pretty close list, what I gave you there.
Okay, that's what that is. Okay, I couldn't see it.
It's a list of Biden's gift to the Taliban, yes.
Okay, I would pull it up, but I am doing the recording here, and it will lag my computer. But if you want to read some of that stuff off, that would be great.
Oh, well, I can get that in a second flat. Okay. 2,000 armored vehicles, including Humvees and MRAPs. Close to 76,000 total vehicles. FMTV, M35, Ford Ranger, Ford F-350s, Ford Vans, Toyota pickups, armored security vehicles. 45 Black Hawk helicopters, 50 Scout attack choppers, Scan Eagle military drones, 30 military drone Cessnas, 4 C-130s, believe it or not, 208 plus total aircraft, at least 600,000 plus small arms, M-16s, M-249s, SAWs, M-24s, sniper systems, 50 calibers, over 1,300 grenade launchers, 61,000 M203 rounds, 20,000 grenades, howitzers, mortars, you name it. Shall I continue?
Thermal helicopters. That's what really blew me away. 45?
Pardon?
Blackhawk. Okay, well... most nations around the world don't have that many helicopters.
I'm saying, that's an impressive list.
Going back to the beginning of tonight's show, when who was talking about hanging people from helicopters, that's what that's from.
Well, yeah, and so this is something that's also very important. This is what I love about V, is he's a constant reminder in the back of my head whenever I do thinking, thanks to the show, is you got to be careful the brainwashing. Now, Luca's heard me discuss this, Theo's heard me discuss this, V's heard me discuss this. V's the one that taught me this, really. I mean, or at least makes it prevalent in every situation that I think of. I used the example the other night. We have no idea what's going on in North Korea. I mean, literally, North Korea could be a country populated by black dudes or Asian girls or Indian people. We have no idea, because the only source of information that we have from North Korea is organizations controlled by the CIA in North Korea, and neither of which I would ever trust ever. So we don't know what's going on. And Theo showed me a great video. I'll actually see if I can pull it up on the screen here on my little phone. But he basically showed me a video of, look, I'm going to put it up on the thing here. It's a video of the helicopter, right? And this is, they said they're hanging people. But they're just trying to land this dude on a building. He's waving. He's fine. He's okay. And now, do you think the Taliban are probably doing terrible things? Yeah, I know it for a fact. Do I know the U.S. government is doing insanely terrible things? Yeah, I know that for a fact. But we always have to be careful, because we never know what the hell's going on. You know what I'm saying? Even visuals. Yeah. And now with the deep fake stuff, We don't know if Joe Biden, he's even alive. I mean, like, you don't know what is going on, is what I'm trying to tell you guys. You always got to stay sharp. Because, I mean, when they let us know about deepfakes, what the hell? Yeah. I mean, every so you never know.
I'm sorry, Joe Biden is a Mark 1 clone. I don't think he's Mark 2 or Mark 3. He's
no, there's Joe Biden has to be like one of those inbred. He must have been like cloned with another. Him and Hunter must have had a baby. He's one of the dumbest people. And honestly, he's got dementia. I've owned him a bunch of times. And the thing is, he's George Bush. I'm not talking about the father. I'm talking about George W.
Baby.
He's more put together than Joe Biden. This guy has no idea.
I thought Joe Biden was. I thought he was falling asleep on the mic there the other night.
Yeah.
Remember where he could kind of put his head down? I thought he fell asleep.
He did. His main time is falling asleep. Many a time.
We have a president that is completely incompetent, and
right.
The world knows it.
Who elected him? Who voted for him? Right.
Well, that's the thing is, and then every 4 years in America, we act like voting is going to change something. When, you know, I'm no fan. I hate Donald Trump with a passion. He's one of the worst presidents we've ever had, and that's saying a lot. But there's no way Joe Biden beat him. Same thing with Bush, both elections versus Kerry and Gore. Bush didn't win those elections. We know that. We know that.
Nobody wins elections. There's no such things as elections. They're selected.
Elections.
We have nothing to do with it.
If we just vote harder next time, maybe the Queen.
Right.
Vote harder, damn it.
No, hard. And so that's the thing, guys. We got to get involved. And V brings up another great point. I'm going to do a new show one day where it's just all V's talking points from my annoying, ranty perspective. But that's the thing. I mean, V was like, you know, forget just waking up the normies. How many people are on the fence and know what's going on? I can't tell you how many people in my life. I can probably sit here and quickly name 20. I won't do it. But 20 people in my life that know something terribly wrong is going on in the world, and they have the facts to back it up, and do nothing. It's not the normies. Yeah. It's the people that are on the fence that do nothing.
Yeah. And you know what? Those people are no better than the people pulling the trigger.
Right.
Just as goofy.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to pull a Luca right now, and okay. I'm going to hit you with a crazy dope quote to back up what you just said right now. And that is, silence in the face of
Stop
injustice.
Stop pulling me like that.
Silence. I'm pulling a Luca super hard. Silence
Stop
in
pulling
the face,
me like that.
Okay, I'm going to push you. Silence in the face of injustice is complicity with the oppressor. If you're on the side, if you're not doing anything, you are the oppressor. You are complicit. Right. And that's from Janetta Fagan.
And you know what?
There.
You know what? Even doing nothing is a choice.
It is
that's
a choice.
Right. And Absolutely. People say, well, I'm not confident. Well, guess what? You are confident. You're confident that you can't do it. So whether you think you can or you think you can't, you have the confidence. So you need to shift that confidence into saying, you know what? I may be, because this is what I said to myself many, many years ago. Yeah, you know what? I'm kind of weird. I'm not that strong. You know, I'm not the world's best talker. I'm kind of goofy. I'm probably the last person anybody should be listening to.
Steve, what did you give him to eat tonight? What did you give him to eat?
He had beans.
But at the end of the day, tonight. You got to do something. We all got to do something.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. I mean, Will's a very confident guy. I mean, he's got this Miami Vice hat on right now. I mean, we can all see how confident he is.
Well, so that's the thing, and I wish we had more time to explain the legend of the fake Mike to Luca, but that's the thing, right?
Next
it's like
time.
Before
time.
I came out wearing a suit and I had a real microphone with me. Now I'm like, And I've kind of changed. Now I'm like, I'm just going to wear the stuff that I like to wear. This shirt right here is, I bought this from the Mad Statist. This is a lady from the Libertarian Party. I'm saying, you know what? I love Nike. People buy me Nike stuff. I won't mind wearing Nike stuff. I know it's not the best company. But you know what? I also got this shirt right here from a Libertarian company, the Mad Statist. And I figured, hey, this is how I want to be. This is how I want to act. And right now you got a weird-looking activist with a whisk in his hand. And if you want to stop that perception, then you need to get involved.
Can we get a foam covering, a little tip to go on that whisk?
Well, you know what we should do? We should get like a little mini block. Like, you know, the news people have the block on.
Yes!
Then we should get a little block.
Yeah. That's what you need.
Yes.
Exactly. Save Mike in V, a big V for victory, for voluntarism.
Yeah. Well, maybe the police won't think it's such a dangerous weapon.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight in the air. And that's what we're going to do, man. We're never going to give up. And you guys should join us because it's not all doom and gloom. It's actually fun. And it's just like going to the gym. You know, the first time, you don't want to do it. But once you get there, you feel really good. And judging by all the crap that I ate during this episode, I'm going to need to go to the gym tomorrow. So,
well, funny you said that because that's what I'm doing. Tomorrow, I'm going to Anytime Fitness, and I'm signing a year contract with them for my health, back to health.
Congratulations, Luca. That's good.
And you know, I'm constantly manufacturing these red pills for you guys. Clean out the system. Clean out that brainwashing. don't forget to take your red pills.
The most important thing to take.
Be careful where you get them. This is the purest, most hardcore source that you're going to find them, by the way.
Straight dope to your veins. Bam!
This ain't copium or hopium. This is some... Get some
this is some straight dopium.
Anyways, guys, this has been... we're sponsored by TLB Talk. .com. By the way, guys, TLBTalk.com. You want to talk to me? I've been burnt out on social networking, and the freedom I've had away from Facebook has altered my brain chemistry. I'm trying to get back with the social networking, but you guys can message me. I will answer any questions. Same with everybody else here. Everybody here has their own profile on TLBTalk.com. So reach out to us if you like what you hear. If you got any questions, comments, you want to know how you can listen to the show, hook up with us in other ways, other projects, we're all ears. Okay? All ears. And so this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So please, educate yourselves.
Conan, what is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good.
That is good.
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take a red pill.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.